What's up, alchemists? Welcome back. I am Tom, the Full Data Alchemist, and today we're here with another podcast episode. I think it's episode 4. I'm late with this one. I apologize for that. It was a little crazy this past weekend. My dad was visiting. My kids were here. It was a very busy, fun week. So it was good. We had a good time. My parents moved down to Tennessee, so it's a very interesting situation now. You know, my parents are in Tennessee, my one sister's in Florida, and my other sister actually lives across the street from my parents in Tennessee, and I'll be here in New York all by myself. So, well, not by myself, I have my kids and my girlfriend. So it's been but it was fun. It was a good week. So I was busy this week, and I just kind of put content to the side a little bit while they were here. I worked on it a little bit, but I spent time with family mostly, so that's why this episode's a little late. So that's all right. And I'm glad to be recording this. So welcome and thank you for listening. I appreciate it. So this episode is going to be focusing on The Division 2. I've jumped back into that game recently. The big update from Title Update 20 really increased brought a lot of interesting changes to the actual game. I'm really hyped to be playing it again. There's a lot of great, just a lot of good changes. They squashed over 2,000 bugs. And if you played The Division 2, there was just some random bugs that would just occur. Like, wasn't it like if you got onto the minigun at one update, you had like invincibility? You just couldn't die. It was just silly bugs. And I guess they've been silently working behind the scenes for all these bugs to be squashed. So it's nice to see that The Division 2 got some needed love. And I'm glad to see it come back. I'm very excited for it. So between The Division 2 and Elden Ring DLC just got announced, oh, we're going to have some fun times making calculators around this stuff. I actually am in the process of building Division 2 calculator. I'm very excited for it. I'm hoping to share it this week. I'm just trying to work out my math with the calculator. I had the formula, but I think my math is off somewhere, so things aren't working correctly. So expect samples of a Division 2 calculator coming out. And now that I understand how to build formulas correctly using Python and understand what the heck they're doing, you know, if you actually paid attention to PEMDAS in school, it ties back to programming in a very rich way. And I wish they taught it in that sense of like, oh, you could use it as a programmer, but they don't teach it like that. They just teach you need to learn this because you got to pass the test. God forbid they actually teach you to actually like learn it for a specific reason, you know, school. So whatever. But so I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be using, relearning certain things that I hated in school, and now I'm relearning it. And I'm like, oh, well, this is fun because I'm using it for something practical that I'm going to use and not just learn to choose A, B, or C on a stupid test. So it's very cool. And I'm really excited because now that I built this into Division 2, I'm looking to take that knowledge and bring it into Elden Ring. I love Elden Ring. It's my favorite Souls-like game. Actually, it's my second favorite Souls-like game. Remnant 2 is my absolute favorite Souls-like game. And it's very cool to see that. I'm really excited to jump in with a build calculator now. We're going to have one for Division 2, Elden Ring, and Remnant 2. And probably some others. So stay on the lookout for those. I'm really excited for that and to share that with everyone. Right now, it's raw format. The calculator? Excuse me, give me 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm getting like, I start talking and my hiccups want to come out of nowhere. I don't know what that's about. But I'm very excited to be sharing this with everyone. It's raw right now. It doesn't have an interface. So as you're seeing it through my streams or my YouTube videos, they're going to be it's going to be very raw. It's going to be a Python console application. It's going to ask for specific criteria to calculate all that damage. Then I'm taking that and bringing it into the game. And those numbers should match up pretty on point or on close to what they are. Now, I think a calculator, and I'm going to get into calculation or damage calculators talk today because I feel like we all use these damage calculators and we should like hit that number directly. There's a lot of varying things that are going on in the game. And right now, the calculator that I have for Division 2 for a armored out of cover target, I should be hitting 580,183 damage. So, and I'm roughly there. I'm hitting for like 575. Sometimes I hit 595. And then sometimes I'm on point with 581.83. So there are some different things happening. I also believe that's possibly optimal range that's coming into play. The further I'm away, the damage is dropping off. So that 581.3 damage is not there. So I'm wondering if I can calculate an optimal range for this calculation. And in this calculation right now, I'm playing with the, what gun am I using right now? The King something. Come with the gun I'm using. But I'm using a gun for this. And it has a very low optimal range. As soon as you get too far, the damage drops off so fast. But the closer you're in, it just does massive damage and drops guys pretty quick. But you got to play close up. For an assault rifle, it doesn't have the best range. The gun I'm using is actually the Kimbreaker. So, and the damage drop off is pretty early. I think like 30 meters or 20 meters or something like that. So while it's not horrendous, it's also not great. So it needs some work there. I probably could use a different gun and see if I can get different numbers, but I'm in the range of what a armored AV target should be. And then I also calculate just armored target. So if that's a person, if the enemy is covered, you know, in cover armored, I should be getting 532,278 damage, 532,278. I haven't really seen that number yet. So then again, I haven't really fought many enemies behind cover because I rush a lot of enemies and don't let them get behind cover. So technically they're always out of cover, armored and out of cover. And then I also calculate health target, which is 603,248 damage, which is as soon as you drop all your the person's armor, you're dealing 603,248. But it's also taking consideration for those users, for those enemies that their health is their bar. They don't have the armor bars over their health bar. So that's you know, that's like the invincible targets, or the Black Tusk robots that walk around. So those, you're attacking health at that point. It's not armor. So it's going to be interesting to see how they make this work. My numbers are in the range, but they're a little over the range of what the calculator says it should be. So I'm trying to figure out what's wrong. So I'm making a call out to the Division 2 community. If you can help me with this, I would love to know it. I watched a bunch of different videos, and everyone calculates differently. Everyone calculates. There's no centralized calculation in the Division 2. Some people do calculations in different ways. Like the calculation I have, the calculation I have for out of target would be for our armored out of cover target would be base damage times the weapon damage multiplier times the total weapon damage multiplier times the crit hit damage, headshot damage multiplier times the damage to armor multiplier times the damage to out of cover multiplier. But I've also seen some people take like the weapon damage and, you know, make something all weapon damage. So I'm not sure. And I guess it's like I take all the damage. So the way I'm doing this is I take all the weapon damage. I take, that's also including all my red cores. It's also including all of my, so all my red cores, I say weapon damage. That's also including the Fenris backpack because I'm using an assault rifle. I have ordered a Fenris bonus, the gear set of 10% assault rifle damage. That's also including any other gear set weapon damage on that I'm getting. So there's a lot of different things that I'm pulling in. That's all my weapon damage. So like my cores, my gear set, my AR damage, my watch damage, and any expertise. That's what I'm calling in for my weapon damage. Then I have total weapon damage, which then I'm using, which was specific, which might be a talent, like Perfect Vigilante or something like that. That is what I'm pulling into my total weapon damage to calculate into that. Right now, my build has zero total weapon damage because I don't have a talent that's really giving that. And based on the video I watched, that seemed to be the most accurate in terms of the calculator, the calculation and the formula. This seemed to really work well. So right now it's a zero. I don't have a total weapon damage because based on what he said, total weapon damage is really pulled from always a talent. I don't have that talent. Then we have crit hit damage, which is just all your crit hit damage piled up. And that's giving me 13.6 crit hit damage. Then your headshot based damage. So I did with headshot damage.
instead of having to, it's actually, and I'm probably now I'm thinking about it, it's the oversight, or just the oversight, probably didn't understand it at first. I calculated the base headset damage, and then I'm like, well, because I have no headshot damage, I'm not sure how to get that. But didn't realize that the guns started with a basic or a base headshot damage. Like the gun I'm using now has a 55% headshot damage. So anything you add on top of that is going to increase it. So it goes up to 62, is additive to it. So it's 62.4% headshot damage. I have 7.4 headshot damage. So it's actually 62.4 headshot damage. And then of course, I forgot that. So it's actually 7.8. I'm actually missing some of that. Because then you also have to calculate in your shade watch, which would be 0.4. So I have to calculate a lot. And I getting very mathematical and you can't see it on the screen. So you're probably like, what? I don't understand what this dude's saying. Like, I'm just going to stop listening. But anyway, so whatever. There's calculations that are happening behind the scenes that you feed into this calculator. And then it spits out math. I just realized I'm missing something in terms of what I'm supposed to have. So what I'm trying to figure out though now is in the game, it's off. I'm off by either, you know, not by much. I'm not like off by 30,000, but there are points where I'm noticing that I can crit up to 2 million. And I'm like, that's really off. But consistently I'm off by like 10 to 15,000. So it's not like horribly off, but there is definitely tweaking that needs to happen within the calculator. And I'm trying to figure out where that can happen. So I'm going to put this up on Reddit. And figure out who can help me with this code to get this calculator, you know, even if it's like, I would love it if it's like 93% accurate. I'll take a 7%. I'll even take a 10% error rate. If we get to 90% accurate, I'll take a 10% error rate in calculations. I think that's okay. I think that's realistic in terms of like different varying things that are happening. Distance, armor, lag, there's just so many different varying things that are happening in a video game to actually get that 100% accurate number in an uncontrolled fight. Unlike if you go down to the shooting gallery inside of Washington DC and you aim at the target, the training target, yeah, you can probably get the exact numbers because you go, you know, that one target that's going to pop up as an optimal range for your weapon that you're using. You may always get that range, but the weapon that you're using out in the wild, the enemies that's, you know, sniping you and you're trying to take it out, you may not always get that right optimal range and the damage it should be getting. So controlled versus uncontrolled, two separate types of varying damage. So things I have to look at there. Then once we Elden Ring, the DLC is coming out. I'm really excited about this. Shifting gears from the Division 2. Really excited about the Urd Tree, Shadow of the Urd Tree. I am stoked. It jumps June 21st in 2024, well, obviously this year. So I'm very, very excited for that. I am taking off June 21st when that thing drops. So that's a Friday. And I think that works out because my girlfriend is going away to Florida to go see a J-Lo concert with her cousins. So that works out. So the only thing I don't know, My chosen to hear that weekend, I'm obviously not playing Elden Ring. That means I'll take off the 28th and the 29th to play. So it depends on where that falls. Because the game will probably release, at, you know, probably like 11 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Depending on what time it drops. But I'm really looking forward to that. So that means Elden Ring, we have to go back and 100% that game. Which I'm really excited for. And that means we got to start working on the calculator again. And the fact that now that Division 2 was such a great thing to jump into again, because this gave me a really good understanding of how to build a calculator and how to take in the damage, how to use the formulas. And yeah, my damage is off right now, but the idea is there and how things are working are there. And it's my first calculator. So it's going to be messy. It may not be correct. It may be right now. I want to say like we have a 25% error rate because I'm like off by 10 to 15,000, maybe a little bit higher in terms of error rate. The calculations are off. My in-game damage is sometimes higher than what the calculation states, that I'm getting from the damage calculator. So it's very interesting, but we're going to work that out. So once I figure this out, I'm going to start coding the Elden Ring one. The Elden Ring ones, I think, they'll be a little more trickier because the Elden Ring damage calculator, and it's a bunch of them already out there, but I'm not worried about that. I know people have already done it, and that's quite fine, and there's nothing really original anymore, and I don't really care because it's a learning thing for me. So going back into Elden Ring and understanding that, you know, there's internal, you know, when you scale to a level of S, A, B, C, D, E, those all have some type of internal numeric value attached to them. So Elden Ring, we're going to have to learn those internal values and then figure out how that's going to increase our damage when we're using whatever weapon. And we eventually get to an S tier weapon or an S scale weapon, I guess. Not every weapon you'd be using will be S, but, you know, if you like the weapon, use the weapon. There might be some weapons that you like that are B and scale with you as a B. And maybe, yeah, it's doing less damage, but it's doing less damage in certain areas, but making up for it in like the intellect area. Or the faith area, where physical damage might be a B, but faith is an S. So it's things like that we're gonna have to look at and figure out. So I'm looking forward to jumping into Elden Ring. And then Remnant 2 damage calculator, I don't think will be too difficult to build. The Remnant 2 damage, I'm looking for the formula, and I can't seem to find the formula. So if you know Remnant 2 formula and understand, you know, how weapon damage is working, I've been looking for the formula to figure it out. It seems pretty simplistic. I just need to figure out the formula so I can make a function inside Python so I can start building around that. Start building around that formula function with the formula inside of it, so I can start getting so I can start getting calculations around that. Because there are build planners out there for Remnant 2, but there isn't a damage calculator out there for Remnant 2. And I know people are like, oh, I just play the game, I don't worry about spreadsheets, I just go out there and test and everything. And I think that's great. I do the same thing. I just build inside the game and then go out and test it. And then I come back, that worked too well. Let me try this now. And I think that's great. But after a while, that can get really just frustrating. You keep trying different things. You're not seeing what you want. I think if you have a baseline of going out there, okay, well, I know my formula is right. I know my calculation is right. I should be able to walk out there and doing 580, 223 damage against these guys. And then if you know that you're getting that number consistently, okay, you know your calculation's right. And you're getting the right damage, the formula is working correctly, your build is correct, and that means you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're happy with that build. So you give yourself a baseline and can start building on the damage you want to do with the build that you want. And I really think that makes it helpful for when you start getting into a game to start understanding how you want to play. Where you're just building, have a build planner. Yeah, you can equip all the weapons and gear and rings, whatever the heck you want in the specific game you're playing, but you can't see the damage that you could potentially be doing. And I feel that makes things difficult because I'm not sure what the damage output is going to look like until I start pulling the trigger. And maybe people would like that. They like to be surprised. I want to have an idea of when I'm going into a specific game and going to push my mouse button and it's going to and go boom. And that's what I want to make sure, that the boom is going to be a big massive number, because that's why I play RPGs. I don't play RPGs. I mean, it depends on what I'm playing for. But if most of the time ARPGs, I'm playing for the big, pretty ridiculous number and watching things go boom. That's why most of us all play ARPGs. There are times you want to be tanky, like being a tank in Elden Ring, it feels great. People can't kill you. It just feels amazing. But you know, I think just playing those like one-shotting bosses in Elden Ring, come on, that's awesome. So, and I watch all these different videos of people doing it, and it's like, how did they figure this out? And a lot of it was just them sitting inside the game, dying multiple times against the boss. And honestly, that's for me, I don't have the time to do that. So I would like to see, you know, figure out how much a boss damage has, how much HP a boss has, and then get and build it with a damage calculator to come into range with that HP. So if my damage right off the bat, whether I'm, you know, have to buff multiple times to get to that damage, or I can just walk in and pull my freaking mouse button or right trigger button or left right bumper button, whatever the hell you're playing, however you're playing, your attack button. That's just make it more generic. Your attack button, and you drop the enemy's health in one shot, dude. That's just fun. Like, there are times I like to one shot bosses, and other times where I just want to walk in and actually like be a tank and have a challenge with it. But games like Elden Ring and Remnant 2 and Division 2, I won't walk in and just one shot stuff because it's like, okay, I'm overpowered. That's awesome. And the whole premise of it is supposed to meant to feel like this like crazy godly thing, right? You know, especially Elden Ring, you become the Elden Lord, who is now the Lord of the Lands in Between. And you're supposed to be like this crazy overpowered freaking Lord, becoming a god, transmutating yourself into the most perfect being if you're into alchemy. So that's what the Elden Ring is. And when I think of that, I think of a character who can walk into a boss room and just swing a sword and drop the boss in one shot because now I am a god. I transmuted myself to be one with the universe in Elden Ring, and I can just wipe the floor with anyone. So that's how I look at it when I play those games. And I want to actually be able to play like that. I think that's just fun. I know some people don't like it like that. Like, they want to walk in and actually have a challenge. But after I played the game like multiple times, I want to feel like I'm invincible and I am overpowered mess. And I think that's the most important way for me to play a specific game after I play it so many times. So my goal right now is to 100% Elden Ring and make a build that will literally one-shot everything. I don't care what boss it is, it will one-shot it. So that's my goal, to work on that. I'm not sure the build I want to play yet, but the next build calculator I'll work on once I get the Division 2 one up and running, and on par with my damage in game, I'll move on to Division 2 for a little bit to get the Elden Ring one working, and get that going. So there's gonna be a lot of content coming out. My next step for this is to actually like get YouTube videos out on all these different build calculators I'm building, and just showcase them. But and even if they're in their rawest form and not working correctly, that's quite fine, because I can then work with the community and the other people that are playing the game who understand maybe just a little more, and just show me what I'm missing. It's potentially possible I'm typing my math incorrectly or not calculating something correctly in the formula. So I want to, you know, make this like community focused and really engage community around all this. I think this will be fun. And I'm understanding what the formulas do and how to explain it. And there could be someone out there who are, you know, that does it on the Excel version, just doesn't know Python, but can help me with something inserted to formula. And then I can build this into a little web app that you can go in there and plug numbers in and have a cool application. I probably won't make this a web app because I don't really have anywhere to host it. I don't really feel like paying for hosting. So this will probably be a app that you can download from my GitHub. It will be converted to a Python binary or exe file that you'll be able to install or run and use it. No, it will not have malware. I am not looking to give anyone any type of viruses or take control of your machine. I have better things to do than try to hack you. There's nothing I'm going to gain from that. I don't want any of your information because I don't want to go to jail. So I have better things to do. So the information that I put out there, the code that I put out there, you'll be able to see up on my GitHub, be able to look at it. And it won't be nefarious. There's nothing in there. I'm just putting it out there because I don't really have the means to host a website. I'm wondering if I could maybe use Fourth Wall, but I don't think so. So I'm not sure. Like, I do have a website, folded@alchemist.com. Go check it out for all my, you know, different content I put up there. I have merch up there, blogs, whatever. You can go check that out if you want. But I don't think I can put, I could put like custom code in there to embed it. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to figure it out. It's potentially possible I could, because I don't have a callback to the Python and SQL tables later. So I don't know. We'll have to look into that. But right now it's going to be a GUI app, like a app you'll run, kind of like PoE build, a POB, Path of Builder. You download the application, you run it, and you run it from the application instead of being a web-based format. I think that's just, you know, it's less resource. It's just easier. I don't have to worry about hosting something that I don't feel like, you know, I can't pay for right now. So it'll be an app that you'll be able to download. And that's going to be all of my builds I do right now. I don't have the means to host. If you know a great hosting place where I can host for cheap. And on top of that, I'm also not the best web developer. So I'm not great at developing in the web yet. I can do GUI. I've been learning Python GUI. With Python Qt, so I'm getting pretty familiar with that and hoping to build a cool looking modern and robust app using that. But I'm not, CSS and HTML just make my head just vomit because I don't understand it. I'm trying to understand it. So this is a very talkative podcast about damage calculators, and we're already half an hour in. Holy crap, I've been just babbling. I don't think I took a breath once, chat. I had a lot of caffeine today. So, you know, caffeine's fun. I like caffeine. Caffeine's good. You know, it's my friend. It's just caffeine's like that thing that's always there for you when you just need to be hyper. This I don't know what the hell I said in this whole episode, guys. I think I babbled this whole thing, podcast. But I really want to talk about my damage calculator, and I hope I can get it out to you guys within the next coming weeks so you can use it and let me know your thoughts. I'm sorry this episode's late. I think this is going to probably end this episode. I don't really have much else to talk about. I'm really excited for the damage calculator. I'm stoked about the Elden Ring DLC. Ooh, there's a Borderlands movie coming out. Oh my gosh, who's excited for that? Dude, that's exciting. I am so excited for the Borderlands movie. I'm just here for Claptrap. I don't care about anything else. I'm about Claptrap, which sounds like an STD now I'm thinking about it. Yo, dude, I caught the Claptrap. Don't touch me. Sounds bad. Sounds like a personal problem. Got the Claptrap. So, yeah, but that's coming out. I don't know when that's coming out, but I saw my buddy posted it today in his Gilded, which is cool. But if you don't know what Gilded is, it's another, it's like a Discord. Nowhere near as popular as Discord. It's cool. It's neat. I like it, but I don't know. Discord just works. Guild is neat, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of, I mean, I like Gilded. I think it's an uphill battle trying to get people to get into it. And that's another topic of conversation. So, but yeah, he posted in his Gilded and whatnot, and it looks really, really cool so far. Really, I don't know. I want to watch it. Also, I know I'm just there for Claptrap and his stupid one-liners and remarks and then watching him get exploded because that's always fun. So yeah, that's coming out too. I think, I don't know. I don't think there is a date on that yet, but I thought it'd be cool to share. But yeah, so that's about my podcast. That I really want to talk about damage calculators and just babble about stuff because I've been really working hard on this. I'm really excited to share it with everyone. And I just need help on it now because something's not working correctly. And I don't know. I just need to get this working. So I just need help now. But, and hopefully that the community can help me out. And if I'm missing something, awesome. And I would like to give back in a different way. I think, I think there's all these different videos out there which are great for it. And then you're leaving it on the people to go out and build their own calculators. And there are some out there that I found that have been neglected. So if I can, and they're all web-based, but if I can provide an app, like an app that you can download from GitHub, from a trusted site, from a trusted source, that will be updated through the next, I plan on playing Division 2 through all the next updates. There's a lot of planning coming to it. And I'll discuss that in a YouTube video. I didn't want to discuss it here, but there's a lot of things coming to Division 2 that are going to be updated, and I plan on updating it. So any type of changes, or if it's a formula change or any type of, you know, whatever, I'll update the app and make sure the app's updated for as long as I can. You know, if things change and someone wants to take it over, awesome. But until then, that's my plan. And that's going to be Division 2, Elden Ring. And now that I realize that it's not that difficult to make one, it's just figuring out the formula and then just converting it into a app. I already have inputs for it. It's just converting those inputs into a text box area. And that's really just going to be designing it through the QTZ, the QT designer, or the creator, where I can make a really interesting app that looks nice, modern, feels great, and just pointing back to my code to a specific area that will calculate things for you or take your input and do something with it. So that's where I'm at with that. And then the same thing I'll do for Elden Ring, Remnant 2, and any other game that I feel like making a calculator for. So I'm very excited. I'm very happy to finally be a Python developer. It took me a long time to get here. So it feels good. I'm very excited for it. And you know, I'm excited. So I can't wait to share this all with you. And I really appreciate you all listening to this as much as I baffled today. I thank you all. And yeah, I'll check you out in the next one. Peace out, alchemists.